no matter what you might want to think about it. But the first thing man will pay attention to that determines if he's going to be interested in you and attracted to you is your physical appearance. You are listening to a Find the Right Man podcast with Paulina Solda, episode number 68. He will adore you then.
Welcome to the Find the Right Man podcast. If you want to find the right man for you in just a few simple steps, keep listening. And now here's your host, dating coach and NEO style expert, Paulina Solda.
Hello and welcome. Live your life with love. In this episode, I will tell you about the sure way, the key secrets to having a man to notice you in the first place, approach you, be interested in you, be attracted to you, and then be charmed and fascinated by you and wanting to be with you in your presence. So he keeps coming back for more. He adores you. He wants you to be in his life at a deeper, more meaningful level. And at every stage, whether you just meeting each other for the first time or you start dating and you're not exclusive yet or you get into a relationship, these are the things that are very, very important. And most of these things is what's going to determine right away, early on, if he's going to adore you, if he will want to see you again and continue developing a relationship with you. The first thing that is absolutely essential, no matter what you might want to think about it and how you might actually want to resist it, but the first thing that man will pay attention to that determines if he's going to be interested in you and attracted to you and find you beautiful, adorable, and charming is your physical appearance. And of course, on every level, before you ever meet, it's your appearance on your photos. When he sees your online dating profile, he sees your photos, or he sees your social media account, that feel, that sense of what you're conveying is going to determine if he will be drawn to that or he will swipe and keep moving to the next woman. So the first thing he sees is what that visual appearance is, of course, so important. It's important for every type of man. And there is one type of man for whom it's especially, it's absolutely vital. And out of four personality types, the most visual type is a West type of man. We all, of course, perceive information in all ways. We can listen, we can look, we can learn by doing, we can, there are other ways, right? But here's the thing. When each of us, based on our personality, that is going to dominate with our modality, way of perceiving information. For West type, it is visual. And they are able to see everything. That man will see on your profile if the color of a dress that you wear doesn't suit you. It doesn't bring the best in you. It's very aesthetic sense. And when he sees you for the first time and you go on a date, he will notice things other men will not notice. He will notice that you have cheap manicure. He will notice that you haven't washed your hair for the last few days. He will notice that you're wearing makeup that is maybe too much or anything like that. The details, it just happens automatically. And if you are in this type of woman, and of course, for every woman, you want to look and feel amazing. You want to do it for yourself first, because what we look like is going to also determine how we feel, what energy, vibration we put out there. However, when you put yourself out there, you want to be very mindful. Of course, we want the person to get to know us and how amazing you are as a human being, as a woman, with all of the qualities that you have. Let's say you're very caring, you're very loving person, you are making a difference in the world. But before we unwrap that, you can be, think about this metaphor. It's like this delicious piece of chocolate. It's amazing. Finest chocolate, right? However, if that piece of chocolate is wrapped in something like an old newspaper, and I'm using a metaphor, of course, something that's just wrinkled and kind of outdated and not attractive, well, it actually, how will somebody know what's inside? That physical appearance is what initially attracts. And so think about it. It actually doesn't serve us to be hiding. And I think the biggest mistake women make is get too comfortable. We are living a very fast-paced life. We are very busy. There is very little time. There is a lot of focus on comfort, especially after what we have experienced with a pandemic when everybody was in their homes. And now you can actually wear sweatpants with heels. And the mix that the blazer with sweatpants and it's go to an office like that. But here's the thing, it's that comfort, yes. And also we want to be careful with becoming too comfortable and letting ourselves go, that we're not prioritizing our self-care, we're not taking care of ourselves. And when we're getting too comfortable, we kind of become invisible. It's like even the choice of colors, even the choice of a quality, the material, the style, it just doesn't serve you because you're not going to feel your best when you kind of like in that hiding. And it's hard for men to notice you. So that is the first thing. And I'm actually creating something. As you know, I am learning personal style and I want to create something where I will teach women how to dress for their dates and for their photo shoots, for pictures that they take for their profiles in a way that accurately represents who they are. It's fully aligned with their personality type. It's also aligned with the kind of man they want to attract. They take into consideration that understanding, for example, in this type of woman, especially paying very, very close attention to appearance, if she wants to attract the West type of man, for others, it's going to be different. Again, it's important for everyone. West type of women naturally. So think about the personality type, and this type of woman is Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City. She was very much aligned with her type, and she's an East type actress playing an East type movie character, which of course is ideal. She was so authentic in how romantic she was and how she could be eccentric and kind of even extravagant and came up with, of course, with all the looks. It's absolutely exceptional. And Patricia Field, the stylist, New York City-based personal stylist who created all the looks for all of the characters, absolutely a genius because all of us four personality types of women, they have four different types. Miranda is North, Carrie is East, Charlotte is South, and of course, Samantha is West. And if you're West type of woman, so it will be different. Again, I just want to show how the nuances. Think about like Samantha Jones in Sex and the City. Power, sex, charisma, sexuality, boldness, that all of that is just very, very different. And so for a West type of woman, and this type of man will be drawn to that kind of like very confident, very powerful woman, like boss kind of woman who loves beaches, that kind of that book title is a book about West women written for West women and East type of men and their dynamic. It doesn't work for everyone. Again, we cannot just assume that everybody's the same. Second point, what's so important? You can tell I'm passionate about style. He will adore you from the get-go, before you ever meet. And that's exactly what happened. My personal example, when my husband called me and they had very, very short conversations, which is exactly what I advise all of my clients. The shorter your conversation, the more likely he will actually ask you out on a date during that phone call. It's a different story. But how you make a man feel, you can, with your voice, with your energy, with your vibration, with your playfulness, your sexuality, whatever it is for your personality, with your romantic, creative way, with your feeling-based way, with your like kind of ice queen-based way, whatever your personality type is, you can absolutely make him feel he absolutely has to meet you. He absolutely has, like, this is it. You are his person. And how he's going to feel around you. You have so much power and so much say and so much influence in how a man is going to feel. And then on the most basic level, again, for every type, it's different. But the basic, what all men want is he wants to be your hero. You men need to be needed. He needs to know, feel that you are interested in him genuinely, that you also appreciate him, you respect him, you adore and admire, you are attracted to certain things about him. He feels significant around you. He feels like he wants to impress you. He wants to brag about his accomplishments, about what makes him a man. And when you are genuinely being curious and interested, you being appreciative that he's sharing all of that, and you are admiring his accomplishments, his achievements, whatever it is she's sharing, you are being authentic in a way that naturally be fascinated and appreciate the qualities of our dual partner, except for when you have some thought arrows about a specific type. When you remove those thought arrows, you can actually find that fascination with absolutely every personality type of man, but it's so much easier to do it with dual type, different yet complementary. And because we bring with our energies and you do it authentically. So when you're laughing at his jokes, when you are being playful, when you are listening in the way that he feels like he's the only person in the world right now, here and now. It's not about manipulating. It's not about pretending. It's not about forcing yourself. It's none of that. It's really, truly authentically, being genuinely interested and wanting to create that emotional intimacy. When he feels like he can be himself, you accept him, you understand him, and you admire those qualities in him, it's going to make him feel amazing. He's going to crave that feeling. It's like that high from a drug when somebody tastes that and then they keep chasing that feeling. They want more of it. It's that addictive feeling, and that is totally in your power. And again, I will give a personal example. What I genuinely appreciate and admire in my husband is that light playfulness. He's a nice type, playful, lighthearted, easygoing, and I lighten up myself. And when he sees that he can make me laugh, and all of a sudden I am like kind of loosening up, like I'm letting go, I'm having fun. For him, and it's his mission, sort of like he just wants to, like, let's have fun, let's do something interesting, let's go on this adventure. And that adventure can be just this one day. And somebody who is willing, who is open to that, who is totally present, who is in, like, I'm down, let's go, take me on this journey. That is what I'm talking about. And he'll feel like a hero. And he'll feel totally accepted. He can totally be himself. There is no judgments. There is no criticism. I'm not sitting there thinking, oh, like judging that joke wasn't that funny. It's like, no, I'm just laughing because I can turn off my critical thinking. And he helps me to turn off that thinking. Where does it fit in my evaluation system? That is very, very important. Your ability to create that emotional intimacy where you actually, by design, you can intentionally create what a man is going to feel around you by how you show up, okay? So number three is that he is going to respond. And again, it depends. For every man is different. But specifically, again, I will say West. There's a more introverted West type, very the most sexual out of all types, if we go more advanced, especially West. Being around you. So again, I'll also say that when you start developing feelings for somebody you've never met, be careful with that, because when you meet an actual person and you get to experience them in the 3D reality where you can touch them and how that feels and also smell them, there could be those nuances. So of course, basic level, prioritize your self-care, because that smell, you can literally be next to somebody and immediately know this is your person or not. And if on the chemical level, type, personality types, there's hormonal, chemical, that scent that matches, it can be, again, addictive. It can be intoxicating. Your smell, and I'm not talking about the smell where you haven't taken a shower when you needed to go and take a shower if you had a really hard day and you were stressing out, and definitely transition. Go home, take a shower, change before you go on a date, like the basics. I'm talking about your natural smell when you take care of yourself, when the most important thing we can do for ourselves, women, especially when we age, is not even, it's not about nice clothes. It's not about just, not just that. It's not about like using makeup, none of that. It's really the most important thing is your self-care. Because everything you do, the quality of your sleep and how much you sleep and the quality of your life, whether you exercise, whether you eat healthy, and all of that will affect your body, what your body feels like how you smell and how you feel like when somebody touches you, like are you sweating and anything like that. So all of that, it will either resonate, it will be incredibly attractive to a man or not. And of course, it's you do this not just because you want to attract the man. The most important reason is that because you love yourself, you take good care of yourself. And if your smell is that magical smell for the specific man, he's going to be hooked for life. He's going to be... So it's just that even, and it can be unconscious, but he can be truly addicted to how you smell, to your body, to your smell, and he won't be with anyone else. And he will adore you head to toe, kissing you, loving you, appreciating you. And again, as long as you're taking care of yourself, that smell, you can have that smell for the rest of your life. That's just who you are. And that is super, like no one else talks about it, but it's really important. And on the most basic level, take care of your hygiene. Again, just be the best version of yourself you can be, in the sense that there is nothing more important than you investing in yourself, in taking care of yourself. When I say investing, it's not just buying things, but most importantly, it's time. It's making the time to get enough sleep. It's making the time to go for that walk. Making the time, instead of grabbing some fast food, to make something healthy for yourself. And then the next one, number four, what's important is that your relationship, what's going to determine, and he, of course, will observe that, what it's going to be like to be with you, be in a relationship with you. He will adore what you've built in terms of your own life. And what I'm talking about your life, I'm talking about your relationship. I'm talking about relationships with your friends, relationships, of course, with your parents, relationships with people you work with, relationships in your community, and your past relationships. And so super important. Again, this is a very different frequency, how you show up. You want to prepare. You want to prepare for a relationship with this man and this relationship, especially if you had some dysfunctional, toxic relationships in the past, relationships that are painful. This is the reason to do this work, get coaching, resolve. You can actually rewrite your past by changing how you think intentionally about your past relationships. So you completely break the cycle of recreating the same relationship patterns. This is exactly where coaching comes in, and especially self-coaching, because you can just learn to do it on your own. You don't need to spend years in therapy. You can just self-coach yourself, and you can completely resolve all of those issues. Because if you still have some issues with separation from your parents, issues separation with your exes, issues where you still, there's some kind of relationship in the background for somebody who you haven't completed yet, and you're wondering why you cannot find the right person for you, again, understand that it's all connected and it's absolutely solvable. Nothing wrong with you. It's not like you're not enough or not lovable enough or you can never have anything better because of your past. Exactly, just the reasons to get coaching. But here's the thing, how your relationships with other people, you can, when they are healthy, when they're inspiring, when you have people in your life that you are being a role model for those people, it could be your friends. It could be, of course, you have a following. It could be your clients, right? It could be your coworkers. It could be anyone in your community. It could be your people in your family. He will adore you. He will admire that. He will appreciate that. And it will be very, very attractive. He will also want, when you have other people, it's sort of like that social proof concept. Others want something that must be valuable, that must be something that, because other people want it, then increases desire. Now he wants to be a part of that. So your relationship with others, when you work through and solve those issues and whatever those issues are, whether it's intimate relationships or friendships or parents, what I told you about, self-coaching works for all of those relationships. And that is exactly what I teach inside of my program. So it's life-changing. And then finally, what is so important is how you show up with him in public. It starts from when you go on dates, to when you go on trips, to when you introduce him to your friends. So how you've been with him around your friends. And also, of course, super important, when he introduces you to his friends and to his parents, to his coworkers. So he brings you into social settings where everyone knows him. For example, he can bring you to his country club, or he can bring you to an event where his friends, he goes and meets his friends, or he can bring you to corporate, like his job, an event, so something like that. And how you are showing up, how you're behaving, of course, how you dress, right? Is it appropriate? How you behave, whether you're being aware of, being congruent, aligned, right? Are you being appropriate in terms of where you put your attention and focus, how you, basically how you position yourself in a way that resonates with the whole, of course, environment, right? And with him. So you never ever want, and in any public situation, embarrass a man or make him feel like, why, kind of ashamed, like, why did I shouldn't have brought her here or anything like that. So how you want to show up, of course, you want to be authentic. You want to be genuine. You want to show up as someone who is really appreciative, who is interested in people, who is kind, who is considerate, and be someone authentically that he wants to show the whole world. So you want to be this kind of woman that he is so proud of you and being with you and having a woman like you by his side that he wants the whole world to tell the whole world about you and show you to everyone in his world because he's so proud. So when you're showing up this way, and again, it is about being authentic. It is being fully aligned with who you are. It's also about being aware, because oftentimes, again, there is a huge difference I see between people who get coached and do self-coaching and those who don't. Because if you don't work with your own thoughts, and in the past you were thinking certain thoughts that you've just been thinking them for a long time. For example, I am very shy. I don't feel comfortable and secure in social settings, and I have nothing to say, and people won't be interested in me. It's thoughts like that, and you've been thinking them, those thoughts, I call them thought arrows because they absolutely don't serve you. So when you know how to work with them and you change them, you can show up. You don't have to be that outgoing. You don't have to fake it, but you can be a person who feels amazing. Just you feel good about going and meeting people. You feel safe. Again, you don't have to change who you are, but the thoughts that don't serve you, like people won't be interested in me, things like that, completely remove it so that you can actually go and enjoy in your own way. For example, if you're a shy person, your version of enjoying a social event would be to talk to two or three people in the entire event and connect on a meaningful deep level, and maybe you even walk away and you made a new friend. Again, I'm going to recap now. So I talked about those five ways where he will adore you when these things are present. I guarantee you he's going to want more of you and be with you and will be fascinated by your desire to be with you. One is, of course, your physical appearance. Two is how he's feeling in your presence. Three is your smell and your touch. Again, that invisible attraction that can be binding him for life to you. And your smell, no one else has it. So smell and touch. And number four is how your relationships are, especially with your parents, especially with your access and people in your life now, with your friends and so on. What are those relationships like? And if they are inspiring, if they are uplifting, if they are healthy, if they are adequate, well, chances are he will want to be a part of your relationship network. And now the last one is what it's like to be with you in public, right? Are you showing up in a way that he wants to show you to the rest of the world? And he is so proud that you are his woman, that you are with him, that you're by your side. So those are my top five. I would love to hear from you. What came up from you? What's been most valuable? DM me on Instagram at Paulina Solda. And also, if there is something else that you know that absolutely makes a man adore you, go crazy about you, commit to you, want to be with you for the rest of his life, please share that. And if you love this episode, leave a review so that as we have more reviews, more women will find this podcast. And I know it's going to be very valuable for them. But thank you so much. I will see you in the next episode.
If you love this podcast, please leave a review and share what's been most valuable to you. Simply scroll down, tap to rate, and click to write a review. We're giving away a $25 Amazon gift card and we'll announce a winner picked at random next week. Thank you so much.